Good day. I'm Joe Selensky, pastor at Lifeway Community Church in North Bangor, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for today. Today we're going to consider chapter 6, verses 20 through 23 in the book of Romans. There Paul writes, "When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things that you're now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So listen, Paul contrasts people who are enslaved to sin and those who are servants or slaves of God. And we need to understand what he is saying here. First of all, we need to acknowledge that we are sinners, but we don't have to be enslaved to our sin. And please don't let the first century imagery of being a slave or servant get in the way of your understanding here. We could use the imagery that Christ used of taking up his yoke, being connected to him in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 instead. When we truly give in, surrender our imperfect will to his perfect will, become slaves to Jesus, to God, our burden is eased, not increased. Being a slave to Jesus simply means trusting him more than ourselves or ways of the unbelieving world. We are not being forcibly imprisoned and abused, but allowing ourselves to be bound to, connected to, abiding in, attached to, and led by Jesus, being a willful, obedient, free choice servant to the Master, producing a productive, abundant, beneficial, experiencing the peace Jesus brings kind of life. Somebody may say, I hear you, Pastor Joe, but I don't want to surrender to anyone. I will not be anyone's slave. Well, I hear you, but fact is, before we surrender to the Master, an awesome, perfect, amazing God, we have already surrendered to the ways of the world of unbelief around us. We are enslaved by the influences of society and culture. We are servants to imperfect and often misguided, even deviant influences, rather than the perfect, loving guidance and will of God. So as Paul said, we can make the choice to be slaves to sin or to Jesus, to God. And choosing Christ invariably brings us, makes to a place where we make better choices through all of our life's journey. But let me say this. It happens only if you make your faith the most important part of your lives. It works only if you take your faith seriously. Only when Christ becomes a real presence in our lives does the fullness of benefits today and realized hope of heaven show themselves. The words servants or slaves of God, like in today's scripture, that may rub us the wrong way, but they emphasize the completeness of the commitment that is required for truly ever-growing contentment, happiness, adaptability in our lives, even though we still are, yes, in the midst of trials, turmoil, storms in this world's time. We may still have and will still have harm and pain in this world, but having Jesus as Master gives us an ever-increasing peace and hope and ultimate victory over it all. So listen, the choice is put squarely to us by Paul, our starting and ending point. Paul writes, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." The choice couldn't be any plainer than that. Thanks for the privilege of allowing me to be your pastor for the day on Mars Hill Radio.